Electricity generation technology in bacteria. After a little while, we will be able to charge the batteries of radios, watches, and cellular phones with a device which we will plug into not a power plug, but a box of sugar. This is not an assumption, a new potential provided by microorganisms with perfect creation. Today, a number of methods are used for energy generation. Most of these are based on fossil-based fuel, such as coal and petroleum, because coal and petroleum are not spread throughout the world. Generating energy with these methods is not always possible. Besides, facilities that generate energy by using these need huge investments. A method developed in the University of Massachusetts Amherst is a candidate to solve all environmental and investment problems about energy generation. Professor Derek Lawley and researcher Sweet Chaturi have generated electricity by using a characteristic in the creation of bacteria with a scientific name called Rhodopherax ferrudensis. This microorganism generates electricity that can be transferred directly on the electrodes by using carbohydrates. The only side product manufactured during the generation process is carbon dioxide. Lawley says this about the discovery they made. Microscopic fuel cells that try to convert sugar into electricity are very profitable. In the past, only 10% of the fuel can be converted into electricity. This rate is over 80% now. Also, in previous methods used to convert carbohydrates into electricity, medium systems which have a poisonous effect on people were required. The organism that we found does not need a medium because it attaches itself directly on the surfaces of electrodes. This is one of the biggest advantages. People did this without a medium before, but conversion rates were less than 1%. In addition, it is a great advantage not to use any kind of poisonous substance in electricity generation. Bacteria carries out a series of chemical processes in order to generate electricity. Scientists summarize this process as using the oxygen in iron oxide for oxidation of sugar and harvesting the resultant electrons. Energy generated by this method has the capacity to light up a 16-watt lane for 17 hours using a bowl of sugar. Scientists can now generate electricity out of bacteria enough to make a calculator work. Lawley says that is in case of using a receptor to which better conductors and more bacteria can be attached, higher capacities of energy can be generated. Food with carbohydrate is rich in terms of energy. There is such energy in the waste of industrial organizations and houses. We benefit from food which rich energy for our bodily functions, but our current level of technology is not sufficient to use food to engage power plants. On the other hand, we are faced with waste as an environmental problem. Scientists now learn methods from bacteria that will wait them off and make them useful. Rhodopherax bacteria teaches human beings who have the experience and technology of years, something that could never been achieved till now. In the face of this reality, there is the question of how they have this information. Of course, it is not possible to accept that a single cell being acts with consciousness and intelligence. Bacteria are capable of doing more than the activities of a laboratory, according to a statement made by English zoologist Sir James Gray. Gray's statement about this subject is, "A bacteria is more complex than any unloving system known to human beings. In this world, there is no laboratory that can compete with the biochemical activities of the smallest living organism. It is the all-knowing Allah who inspires bacteria to move in an intelligent way and carry out complex chemical activities. This matchless artistry demonstrated in a single cell is only one of the evidences of our Lord's superior creation. Allah reveals in the Quran, 'I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. He is the knower of the unseen, whom not even the weight of the smallest particle eludes, either in the heavens or in the earth. Nor is there anything smaller or larger than that which is not in a clear book.'" Surah Sabah 3.
www.harunyahya.com